1-800-919-9999 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
This is Mike Huckabee. In the race for lieutenant governor, there's something you need to know. Will Ainsworth is trying to make you believe he has a relationship with Donald Trump that simply doesn't exist.
On February 27, 2016 in Huntsville, Will Ainsworth campaigned against Donald Trump. He said, Donald Trump is a con artist, not a conservative. His ridiculous act has gone far enough, and we have to put a stop to it now.
While Ainsworth was campaigning against Donald Trump, Twinkle Kavanaugh was going door-to-door for the president in multiple states. Twinkle fought for Donald Trump, not against him.
A con artist? That's what Will Ainsworth called our president in February 2016. Now he's trying to hide his record.
There's a clear choice for lieutenant governor. Will Ainsworth is intentionally trying to deceive you. He's the real con artist. Twinkle Kavanaugh is a champion for Donald Trump, and she'll fight for you too.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama. Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
I'm broadcasting on all frequencies.
Yeah!
Bobby Bright once said he had no regrets about voting for Nancy Pelosi as Speaker. Guess that's why he voted with Pelosi's liberal agenda more than 70% of the time and accepted $25,000 in campaign contributions from her, and why he defended Obamacare.
Alabama's true conservative choice, Martha Roby. Roby's been a fierce advocate for Alabama values in Washington. That's why Roby supported the Trump tax cuts and stood up for Alabama farmers by voting for the Farm Bill. Martha Roby is working hand in hand with President Trump to move Alabama forward.
Our choice for Congress is clear. Fall with Pelosi and Bright, or stand tall with Roby and President Trump. Tuesday, July 17th. Vote Martha Roby for Congress.
The U.S. Chamber is responsible for the content of this advertising, paid for by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.uschamber.com.
Hey, it's Courtney Force, driver of the Advance Auto Parts Chevy Camaro SS Funny Car. Whenever my team prepares our funny car for the next run, we're always thinking ahead, and so should you with Advance Auto Parts. Come in today and have your battery, starter, and alternator checked for free. There's never any charge for battery installation with purchase, and Speed Perks members earn up to $20 in rewards. Visit Advance Auto Parts or any participating CarQuest Auto Parts today. Think ahead. Think Advance.
See store for details. Services available on most vehicles at most locations.
It's July 13th, the greatest day ever. On the 13th of July, 1946, comedian Cheech Marin is born. But I can't seem to find where he was born.
I was born in East LA.
Oh, right. Thanks, Cheech. Have a great July 13th, the greatest day ever.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM, Riverside Chevrolet.
4 o'clock.
Fox News Radio, I'm Kathleen Maloney. Top Democrats calling on President Trump to make a change of plans after a dozen Russian intelligence officers are indicted for hacking into Democratic email accounts during the 2016 presidential election.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer in a statement said President Trump should cancel his meeting with Vladimir Putin until Russia takes demonstrable and transparent steps to prove that they won't interfere in future elections.
Fox's John Decker, the president is now in Scotland after a busy day in London. More fallout after a racial slur during a training session at a pizza chain.
Papa John's founder, John Schnatter, polled as the marketing face of the pizza giant in a decision the Associated Press says was made by top execs.
Fox's Jeff Manasso and the New York Yankees suspending its relationship with Papa John's. Fox News, we report, you decide.
I got combat training from overseas. Now I'm the bouncer at the Chuck E. Cheese. I think I'd rather do a year in jail than another afternoon in Chuck E. Cheese hell. Chuck E. Cheese hell. I'm in Chuck E. Cheese hell. We cater to a snot-nosed clientele in Chuck E. Cheese hell. Mama drives Chipper to the Chuck E. Mall. Watches him waller in some plastic balls. The band
in socks and the pizza's cold, and you eat it with a slobbering four-year-old in Chuck E. Cheese home. Guilt with pepperoni still smells the same. You waste a paycheck on a video game. Lined up out the door like the Stones are in town. Ain't enough Chuck E. ass whippings to go around in Chuck E. Cheese hell. I'm in Chuck E. Cheese hell. Squalling youngins and a skee-ball bell in Chuck E. Cheese hell. They couldn't torture me half as well as little birthday in Chuck E. Cheese hell. Chuck E. Cheese hell. I'm in Chuck E. Cheese hell. Oh.
I was smart with Chuck E. Cheese. I took Goose there. I guess she's about two or three. And I went right after school, before it had a chance to get crowded, and there was a lot of competition, because a lot of the crap that happens to Chuck E. Cheese is because you got 15 kids that want to get on the same bouncy horse or whatever the hell it is. No problem. Even with just a few kids, there's a din in Chuck E. Cheese that you kind of adapt to. We have some serious rain situations coming through, although they're scattered. Rich, last text from him, no rain at his place. He's about 4 miles south of me. I've had 1.83, and our parking lot is flooded here at Blue Water. So, again, you're either going to get a lot or you may get shut out. But the storms that are coming through are almost stationary and building up in strength. Rich says the I-85 corridor is getting very covered in storms. Heavy downpours, lots of lightning, storms nearly stationary. So let's get his forecast on first at 409.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Over the weekend, you may have to dodge some raindrops from time to time, but it will cool off some lucky communities. Tonight, showers will fade out in the overnight hours, low temperature in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms a little bit more numerous than they were today. Still, not every town will get one. High temperature in the low to mid-90s. I think we'll be in the low 90s Sunday, but better rain chances, up to a 50 to 60% probability, which is pretty good. Same thing on Monday as well. Our weather app will show you where the storms are and where they're going to be. Plus, push notifications for any severe weather alerts. And when you take it on the road, it knows where you are. It'll give you the current weather, forecast weather, and radar for that area. Just go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Lots of slowdowns around the area. As heavy rain moves through, we are seeing some very slow traffic on 85 north and southbound from about Bell Road all the way down to the Jackson Hospital curve. The Boulevard, the East Boulevard particularly, is very slow. So is Atlanta Highway. And that's all because of the rain coming through and slowing folks down. So make sure you got those lights on. Slow down. Give yourself a little extra time to get where you're going. Festival Plaza has it all. Shop Cheer Experience, Plato's Closet, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn and McClinton and Company Development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Weather emergencies can strike like a bolt from the blue. Storms, floods, hurricanes, tornadoes. Is your family safe?
Is it?
No.
Before you venture outdoors, tune into Big News Weather Central, now with Live in Fear Doppler. Only Live in Fear Doppler warns you of storm conditions that could snap telephone poles like matchsticks, flinging them through the air at hundreds of miles an hour, plunging through your family's bodies like chopsticks through boiled potatoes.
Don't open the door!
Don't open the door. Check first with Live in Fear Doppler. Only from Big News Weather Central.
Mom, it's starting to rain.
All right, I am getting texts and messages from everybody. My buddy Marianne just said she's driving home, creeping along on 85. There is flooding, lightning very close, scary. She's she says, I'm living in fear. Poor Marianne. She's an aunt to my two sons, so she's family. And I can always take her word for it. Now, what I did was I pulled up the Doppler and have done a close-up where you can see the streets that are under the red cells. And what's happened over the last half hour is that one, you know, decently sized storm has now muscled up and spread out to the east and west, and right in the center of that big red cell image is Atlanta Highway, Madison Avenue, Wears Ferry Road. Well, here's another advisory. Hang on one sec. Where is it? I believe it's a significant weather advisory. Wait a minute, what was that? Pardon me. I hit, you know, you get something on the phone, you hit the wrong thing, and it just goes away forever. Come on, scroll back here. All right. Anyway, this thing is moving very, very slowly at my house. We're almost at 2 inches, and it didn't start till after 3 o'clock. So that's how intense this is. I was looking behind the building. We have a storm drain there, and it looked like Hawaii 5-0. With the waves cascading and crashing into the hole where the water drains. Karen says it's hot, dry. It's high, dry, and hot as Hades and Ada. our buddy Keith Rowland wants to hear Gil Fulbright, so we'll pull that out. It's all Request Friday, of course. But this rain has reached an intensity that certainly deserves your full respect and attention. So we'll guide you through it. We're playing requests this afternoon. The news is good. The market's had a good day. And all of a sudden, the Democratic Party, which thought Mitt Romney was like from the 80s with his Russia ideas back in 2012, all of a sudden now they don't want the president to talk to Putin because the Russians are evil. You got to be dumber than a box of rocks to be a Democrat and believe their crap. It's just unreal. And then I see a story today where they've registered 12 million voters. Where do you find that many stupid people? They must be getting deep into the big cities along the East and West Coast. Boomer T.
Hey, Greg, how y'all doing? I know the weather's going to be bad. It's going to be hot. But, you know, I want to say something about Bobby Bryant. Mm-hmm. You know, Greg, years ago, you and I had a little difference of opinion at one time on Bobby, and you and I almost didn't become friends back again. We finally did. Mm-hmm. But now you see the fire that I wanted you to see then in Bobby. That's why even back then I was still a Bobby Bryant supporter, and now I'm glad to see that you're seeing that he's got that passion, that he wants to do something good. He wants to make things happen for the state of Alabama. And I'm so glad you had him on, and I'm so glad you're giving him the opportunity to be on this pulpit. And Greg, I just want to say thank you for all y'all do, man. And hope everything's safe in Montgomery. And God bless you, guy. And God bless America, brother. See y'all later.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much. There's a note from Ed. The Chuck E. Cheese song you just played was by Tim Wilson, one of the funniest comedians I ever heard. You know, it's funny. I don't know who to credit on that. That came in a... We added that to the system years ago. Oh, my goodness. We are over 2 inches at the house. That's in less than an hour. That's how hard it is raining. If you look behind the building, it's really... Oh, I'm sorry.
And 2 inches can make a big difference. You're right. Especially that quickly.
coming right, moving right along at 416. Here's East of the Rockies.
Hey, Greg, listen, I'm sitting up here in Wetumpka up on the crater rim and looking at Montgomery, and it looks like the apocalypse. And what I want to know is, where is Gaylord? Where is Gaylord when we have banana-sized hail falling on our city? I need to hear from Gaylord today.
I know.
That's my request.
When conditions are this extreme, there's some type of warp in the atmosphere right over Gaylord's house. And, you know, he's the only person, banana-sized hail.
That's it. And he's the voice of reason in the river region, man. That's I just need to hear from him from time to time. All right, you guys have a great weekend.
You too, East. Thank you so much for all you contribute to the show. Rusty, speaking of people who contribute a lot of great material for our...
How you doing, man?
I enjoy your health and wealth efforts.
Well, thank you so much. We would love to have you come be a guest sometime.
That would be great, except I would have a conflict there, but I just want to let you know that you're doing a very, very nice job.
Well, thank you, sir. I do appreciate that. We just have a good time doing it, and maybe we can work it out, but you know, if not, I understand. But you played the Chuck E. Cheese hail a while ago. I was laughing. I might have sent you that, but here's a little known fact. Tim Wilson came to Montgomery, oh my Lord, he's in the 90s, probably about 92 or 93. I actually opened for him.
Wow.
Yeah, I came in, set up some chairs, you know, put some tables out, that kind of thing. But I saw him then. He was hilarious then. And, you know, he's passed away, and he was only 50 when he died. And he was so, so fun.
What happened?
He had a massive heart attack at 50 and died. But he was just, I mean, he was... I picked him over the, you remember the four guys that were the Redneck Comedy Tour?
Mm-hmm.
To me, he was funnier than them. He just had this thing about him where he was just real funny. And I wanted to mention that to you, and thanks for the kind words. And tell you and Joey just to have a good weekend, man. I hope y'all have a good weekend, maybe get a little rain and a little sunshine, too.
We appreciate it, Rustafarius.
Thank you, sir.
Have a good day. Man, what an interesting radar loop. Because when we first came on the air this afternoon, I took a look at the Doppler. There was one semi-decently sized red cell thunderstorm, and it was north of Interstate 85. And as this little line has sunk down, it's muscled up and spread out to the east and west, and now basically extends all the way from Tuskegee. This line's not complete on the west of I-65, but it goes all the way out to Selma now. And there's another big one up near Calera. I don't know if that's moving in our direction or away. Most of the stuff is just sitting. That's how I ended up with 2 inches of rain. Some people, though, are getting shut out, as is the case with some of these summer-type storms. Our thanks, as always, to Gulf States Mobility and Wetumpka for their long-term support of the show. Yeah, somebody... you know what? I'll spare this story.
Okay.
I don't need to sour up a Friday with a story about a petulant relative of an advertiser. but our folks, man, have been so loyal and so steadfast, and Gulf States Mobility, we're probably coming up close to 9-10 years with them. And it's a business that we hope you never have to call, because if you do, it means you or somebody you love has been in a situation where they have had their mobility limited by an accident. Sometimes the stories I've heard, and you don't hear much about it, but things can happen in surgeries that can go wrong. And people can wind up recovering from a lot more than what they went in to get well from. And, of course, our wounded heroes coming home from preserving our freedom. And every case is different. It requires a certain level of mechanical genius because it's a very customized approach. There's no one-size-fits-all when it comes to restoring choices to those who have had their mobilities dramatically affected. But Gulf States Mobility does it for so many, not only just here in the river region, their workshops in Wetumpka at 1647 Coosa River Parkway, but throughout the southeastern United States. They have been a game changer. They have given the driving privilege back to people who thought they'd never be able to drive again, people who thought they would forever live a life of complete dependency when it came to their schedule, now able to drive thanks to the VIM vehicles they equip at Gulf States Mobility, voice command technology. These are major, major improvements to folks in terms of having choices restored to do as much for themselves as they can. That's when the human spirit really, really comes to life. Gulf States Mobility, 1647 Coosa River Parkway. Please, in appreciation of your ability to go where you want to go, when you want to go, look them up on Facebook and like them. Gulf States Mobility, Wetumpka. Before we get to our local news, we have a request from our buddy Keith Rowland. God bless you, Keith. It's always great to hear from you. Who wanted to hear from, in the season of massive political ads, just one more.
Hi, I'm Gil Fulbright. And the people who bankroll my political career tell me I'm running for president. So here I am.
Real hardworking Americans are important to me is a tagline I will be using throughout this entire campaign.
I may not be qualified to be president, but a dramatic camera angle can make me look like a president. A president with the conviction to nod, the courage to point, and the experience to cram buzzwords into everything I jobs. Ideas, policies, morals. These are things I don't need. What I need is $2 billion. Here's the part where I gloss over important issues. Issues like education and making it good. The economy and improving it by repeating the word jobs. And blah, 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 something to get votes from women and minorities. I have a five-step plan for making America better. Appeal to special interests, billionaires, and lobbyists behind closed doors. Raise $2 billion. Promise you earnestly that it'll be different this time. Get elected. Break all my promises to you and work tirelessly for the big donors who bought my presidency. Anytime I can pull a favor for special interest, it always gives me a huge donor. And at this point in my political career, anytime I can get a donor to last longer than 4 years, well... Every 4 years, Americans are faced with a critical choice. Clinton or Bush or someone else. Well, I'm Gil Fulbright. And with a big enough donor, I can be that someone else. I'm honest Gil Fulbright, and I approve of whatever my marketing team has put into this message. Oh, the Chesapeake Bay. Huh, yeah. Yeah, that'd be a great landfill. Why, you're still here? You must want a political favor. Well, no can do without a donation. Click here to chip in.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police are investigating a double shooting that happened at a strip mall at the corner of Ann and Chestnut Streets Thursday night. One victim has possibly life-threatening injuries. The other has non-life-threatening injuries. So far, no arrests have been made. Hyundai could be seeing major layoffs in the area if President Trump's 25% auto tariff goes through. Hyundai's labor union says the tariffs would hurt Hyundai's U.S. sales and jeopardized around 20,000 jobs at the Hyundai plant in Montgomery County. And the River Region United Way has announced it is adding three new organizations to its network of agencies for the first time in 12 years. The Cancer Wellness Foundation of Central Alabama, Hope Inspired Ministries, and Legal Services Alabama have all been added. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Sounds like a job for AC by LaCroix.
It's time for Christmas in July, and the folks at AC by LaCroix have been extremely good this year. Instead of waiting until December, I'm bringing some early presents to pass on to you. Choose from a free Yeti cooler, Wi-Fi thermostat, or air cleaner. Purchase a new carrier system and get your pick. Also get 0% financing with approved credit. Plus, LaCroix and Montgomery Humane Society will give the gift of forever when you purchase a new AC system. We'll pay 100% of the adoption fees. Get the details on Christmas in July at acbylaguire.com. Turn to the experts at Carrier and LaGuire and feel like it's Christmas early. Get a free Yeti cooler, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, or a free air cleaner with purchase of select new Carrier systems. That's acbylaguire.com. On, Donner and Blitzen. Oh, I think Santa needs a stronger sunscreen. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by LaGuire.
I'm Judge Michelle Thomas, and I'm running for the Alabama Court of Civil Appeals. Did you know that 75 to 80% of civil appeals are family court cases permanently affecting the lives of children and families of Alabama? And I've ruled on over 13,000 of these cases. My opponent, she has never ruled on even one. July 17th, vote for the judge with a heart for families and children. Vote Michelle Manley Thomason, second on the ballot, but first in experience.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Judge Michelle Manley Thomason, P.O. Box 221, Fairhope, Alabama 36533.
I can't believe someone broke into our home and went through all of our things.
It happens every day, every hour. Someone is broken into.
I feel so violated. What would have happened if my kids and I were home?
You don't have to be a victim. You can feel safe and secure in your own home. ESS, Electronic Security Service, can give you peace of mind with whole home security systems, medical alerts, fire and carbon monoxide alerts, and child care monitoring at your fingertips. ESS, low-rate 24/7 security monitoring, home automation, video, and access control. ESS, giving peace of mind since 1971. 47 years later, have an existing problem? No problem. Protect your home with high-def surveillance. A locally owned and caring company. ESS. Write this number down. 279-9141. 279-9141. Electronic Security Service. 279-9141. ESS. AESBL license number 002.
Hi, I'm Gil Fulbright, and I approve of whatever it is my wife is about to read off of this teleprompter.
Hi. I'm a politician's wife, delivering a focus group message from what looks like the cover of Architectural Digest. I'm not behind a podium or out speaking with real people, because as a prop, I'm best positioned in the home, where I can conform to gender norms and exhibit aspirational family values. My practice smile should tell you all's well with the Fulbright House, while my lifeless eyes betray my disgust with my husband's backroom dealings with shady political cohorts. People ask me all the time, what's it like to be a politician's wife? Well, it's a privilege to be a part of the soul-eating circus known as the political machine. That is, once you've given up your dreams of doing something meaningful or worthwhile. So, probably what it feels like to be a voter. Go here to hear more from my husband, or go here if you'd like to donate to his Indiegogo page.
Twinkle, twinkle, big swamp star, career politician and lobbyist you are. Voted for the largest tax in state history, $1 billion from you and me. Twinkle even cut deals for special interest dough, a career politician lobbyist new low.
Swamp star Twinkle Kavanaugh is lying about conservative outsider Will Ainsworth because Twinkle is the one who didn't support Trump. The truth, Will Ainsworth proudly supports Trump and campaigned for him against crooked Hillary, calling Trump the only choice for true conservatives. So when you hear Twinkle's lies, remember.
Twinkle, twinkle, big swamp star, career politician and lobbyist you are. Voted for the largest tax in state history.
Twinkle Kavanaugh, another lying career politician, swamp lobbyist, bureaucrat, or Will Ainsworth, the pro-Trump conservative outsider Alabama needs.
Paid for by friends of Will Ainsworth, 7520 Browns Valley Road, Gunnersville, Alabama, 35976.
I'm lifelong Republican Rich Anderson, a candidate for our Court of Criminal Appeals. There's only one candidate in the runoff who's fought for crime victims in every appellate court. That's Rich Anderson. There's only one candidate who has any experience in appellate court. That's Rich Anderson. I'm Rich Anderson. I've kept dozens of murderers off our streets, and I've got the experience to get justice done in our Court of Criminal Appeals. Choose the right experience on July 17th. Choose Rich Anderson. Paid for by Anderson for Alabama, P.O. Box 2337, Montgomery, Alabama, 36102.
Everyone knows your health is important, but so are your finances. For help with your physical and financial well-being, tune into Health and Wealth, weekdays at 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, I'm Gil Fulbright. The people that run my campaign, they've made this commercial, and I'm in it. This campaign, it's not about me. It's about crafting a version of me that'll appeal to you. A version that visits random work sites with paid actors pointing at things. A version of me that doesn't find old people loathsome or pointless.
has a conventionally attractive yet curiously still family. Listening to my constituents, legislating, these are things I don't do. What I do is spend about 70% of my time raising funds for re-election. I'd do anything to stay in office. My name's Gil Fulbright, but hell, I'll change my name to Phil Goldbright or Bill Fulbright or fill up my mouth with farts. These are the things that are important to me. And these are the fine people that finance my campaign. Now, in order to do these things, I have to stay in office. And to stay in office, I have to keep these guys happy. Now, if any of these things make these guys unhappy, well, my hands are tied.
So come November, the choice is clear. Do you want another spineless mouthpiece for special interest and lobbyists? Or a spineless mouthpiece for special interest and lobbyists?
I'm Philip a Mouth with Farts, and I approve this message.
There is one country that worries me, though. Not Iraq, not Iran, not North Korea. The only country that really worries me is the country of Germany. I don't know if you guys are history buffs or not, but... in the early part of the previous century, Germany decided to go to war. And who did they go to war with? The world. It had never been tried before. And so you figure that would take about 5 seconds for the world to win, but no, it was actually close. Then about 30 years pass, and Germany decides again to go to war, and again it chooses as its enemy the world. They have that guy, Schrankly, Crankly, that guy. And I'm not even going to dignify him by saying his name, but I think you know what I'm talking But you'd think at that point the world will go, listen, Germany, here's the deal. You don't get to be a country no more on account of you keep attacking the world. What do you think, you're Mars or something?
Oh, my goodness, Timmy. 2 1/3 inches of rain at my house in about an hour. That's very intense. We are under a thing. Wow, there's a third advisory out there, and it's probably flash flood. I'm not going to get that through this stupid version of the format. So let me see if I'm about to put that up now. I want to get the specifics on the advisory. Well, there's another, I can't find the advisory, but I did find a message from Ed Ellis who says the Chuck E. Cheese song you just played was by Tim Wilson. We've learned a lot about him. Tragically passed away very young. Wrote the and produced the Chuck E. Cheese song. And in the words of Rusty Aldrich, very funny guy. Funnier than the Four Redneck comedy tour that was going around at that time. Anyway, I think since you have spent, it's 4:35, a part of your afternoon enduring a relentless assault of political advertising and so forth, that you deserve to hear the words you won. So right now, without further ado, let's do the Baumhauer's winning word from this morning. 272-9228, caller 6. If you have it from this morning, you'll be our winner. And, boy, this, I'll tell you what, this rain, if nothing else, maybe it's a little bit too much for some all at once because we've had such intense... There's a fourth advisory up. Why won't this stupid, ignorant son of a bitch thing... I got to get this. We're having all these severe weather alerts, so let's see what they give me here. Goodness. 272-9228. Let's get a winner. That's probably the happy music. As we go down the line here, caller one, try back quickly. You may win. Caller two, thank you for the effort. Caller three, sorry. Close but no cigar. caller 4, I'm sorry, you're not the one we're looking for. And for caller 5, they get the...
Oh, man!
Yeah, I know, it's a sad thing. To whom am I speaking?
Yeah, this is Stephen Mosley.
Stephen Mosley, of all people, to call us.
Yes,
do you
sir.
Have today's Baumhauer's winning word?
Golf!
That's the one!
Yay! Good job, Stephen!
Thank
Yay.
You!
You're welcome! Yes. Yeah!
Can you tell that Joey is very happy for you?
Yeah!
He is.
Yeah!
Yeah. So you won a $20 Baumhauer's Victory Grill gift card, and now you get to talk to Joey, which is like winning a second
yeah.
time. Hang on. What do we call him when he acts like that?
You silly sausage.
He is that silly sausage. Before we got the relief from the clouds and the rain, man, this brutal summer heat, I think it's dragging people down. Now, there's a couple of solutions to that. One of which, of course, is infusion. I stopped there today and did a little cryotherapy. And it was great to get back into the tank for 3 minutes and walk out feeling refreshed and rejuvenated. That's what it's there for. But in the meantime, your house should be keeping you cool. And if it's not, or if your electric bills are running amok, call Clark's. Get a membership in the Clark's Club. Get the tune-ups. Get the people on top of the situation with the best of preventive maintenance who will prevent you from having to spend thousands of dollars to replace a unit that should last 20 or more years. You heard that correct. Rick and Bobby Clark taught me that. I've become so familiar with their company over the long, long time that we've been together. Their people are exceptional. It's not an illusion. When they come to your house, you're going to meet somebody who is, A, the best at what they do, B, an incredible human being on top of that. The people they hire at Clark's are not only the best heating and air conditioning and plumbing specialists, but they're thoroughly background checked, thoroughly vetted, and drug tested on an ongoing basis, so there's never any doubt about who's in your home. And they do a great job. So call them at 277-2125, 277-2125. If anything goes wrong during these blast furnace days, you don't want to hear, we'll be out in 3 days, which is probably what you'll get when you call a la carte at this time of the year. When you're a Clark's Club member, we'll be there ASAP. So you get that priority service. It's worth the investment and the savings on your electric bill as well. So for the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, call Clark's. 277-2125, Alabama certification number 99004.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Over the weekend, you may have to dodge some raindrops from time to time, but it will cool off some lucky communities. Tonight, showers will fade out in the overnight hours, low temperature in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms a little bit more numerous than they were today. Still, not every town will get one. High temperature in the low to mid-90s. I think we'll be in the low 90s Sunday, but better rain chances, up to a 50 to 60% probability, which is pretty good. Same thing on Monday as well. Our weather app will show you where the storms are and where they're going to be. Plus, push notifications for any severe weather alerts. And when you take it on the road, it knows where you are. It'll give you the current weather, forecast weather, and radar for that area. Just go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Traffic is brought to you by Delk and Tomlinson, men's rights attorneys. Contact them at 819-4810. Delk and Tomlinson, making men matter.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, rain. You can track it by the way it's slowing down traffic. Traffic slowed down from about Chantilly Parkway all the way to I-65 north and southbound on 85. From above North Boulevard, almost to Highway 143, all the way south, almost to South Boulevard on 65 north and southbound. The Boulevard from 85 up to Wears Ferry Road and maybe even on up to Lagoon Park. Very slow north and southbound. Atlanta Highway feeling it. Downtown Madison is very slow. And some slow stuff down on South Boulevard. Be careful out there this afternoon. Summertime on Lake Jordan is what living is all about. Bo Evans Realty can make your dream lake home a reality. If you want to buy a lake home or sell your lake home, call Bo Evans Realty. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, I finally was able to get a list of the alerts that we're under this afternoon from the National Weather Service. First of all, heat advisory. Significant weather advisory. Flood advisory. And airport weather warning. Yeah. Big. I mean, it was amazing to watch. Just like a couple of weeks ago when we saw that mesoconvective scale thing develop in the northern part of the state and come down at us like a giant arrowhead. Today, there was one sizable red cell thunderstorm in the Elmore County area. And the further south it got, the bigger and wider it got. And man, it has left some serious rainfall totals. I have an official Rich Thomas digital rain gauge in my yard. I am sworn in digital rain gauge boy first class, here to report 2.33, 2 1/3 inches of rain in an hour. So that's why the flood advisory is up. But as the afternoon gets on, this should start to let up as it drifts very slowly to the south. And now this important message.
Paid for by Bobby Bright for Congress.
Okay, we all remember when Martha Roby said this in 2016.
Mr. Trump, I would like for you to step aside.
Apparently, Martha Roby is still a never-Trumper. This is what she said just this morning on Fox News about that comment.
2 years later, Roby is having to explain the comments she made against him.
No regrets.
Really, Martha? No regrets? Is that how you treat your friends after all President Trump's done for you?
I'm Bobby Bright. I voted for Donald Trump to shake up the establishment, and he is doing just that. But he needs our help. Washington is broken. Lobbyists running the show. Wasteful spending and Republican insiders turning their backs on our president.
There was a wise farmer from right here in District 2 that once said, the second kick from a mule has no educational value. After 8 years, the voters of District 2 have now been educated, and they've got some kicking to do of their own.
I'm Bobby Bright. I approve this ad. We've got a swamp to drain.
Not 10%, not 20%. Get up to 25% off MSRP at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville. During the summer clearance event, get up to 25% off MSRP on any new 2018 Ram 1500 pickup in stock. New 2019 Jeep Cherokee Limited, zero money down, just $279 per month. New 2018 Jeep Compass Latitude, zero money down, only $229 per month. Plus, we'll buy your old car for cash, even if you don't buy one from us. And with a job bringing home $350 weekly, we want to approve your credit. Get up to 25% off MSRP on any new 2018 Ram 1500 pickup in stock at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, or online at Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
Qualified applicants must finance through Chrysler Capital. Stock number J9017 and PJ8057. 36-month leases, 10,000 miles per year. No security deposit, zero down. First payment due at inception, plus tax, tag, title, dock, and destination fees. All rebates and incentives to dealer. Negative equity refinanced. Offers don't combine.
Hard work, humility, integrity. All values I learned from growing up on a small family farm in West Alabama. I'm Judge Christy Edwards, and I want to put those values and my experience to work for you on the Court of Civil Appeals. I've practiced in the areas of family law, commercial and civil litigation, been an attorney for this court, and a tax court judge for almost a decade. I'm Christy Edwards. I believe judges should uphold the laws as they are written and appreciate the importance of ruling clearly and consistently so that the people and the businesses understand their rights and obligations. It's what I strive to do every day in cases involving some of the most complex laws on the books. I'm Christy Edwards. I'm a wife, a mother, a judge, and a conservative, and I'm asking for your vote in the Republican runoff on July 17th. The only thing I'm promising you is to be fair and to work hard for the people of this state.
Paid for by committee to elect Christy Edwards to Alabama Court of Civil Appeals, P.O. Box 4211, Montgomery, Alabama 36103.
How low will she go? Swamp politician Twinkle Kavanaugh is now falsely attacking conservative Will Ainsworth for a college prank and a boating infraction. That's right, a college prank and a boating infraction. When Ainsworth was at Auburn, some students jokingly kidnapped decorative porcelain tigers as a prank. And when authorities realized it, they dropped the charges. It's true. Ainsworth once drove a friend's boat too fast on the lake without proper papers. He also once left the dinner table as a teenager without asking to be excused. This is how absurd career politician Twinkle Kavanaugh's campaign of lies has become. A college prank. A routine voting ticket. If it wasn't so sad, it'd be funny. The choice is yours. Twinkle Kavanaugh, another lying career politician, swamp lobbyist bureaucrat, or Will Ainsworth, the pro-Trump conservative outsider Alabama needs. Paid for by Friends of Will Ainsworth, 7520 Browns Valley Road, Gunnersville, Alabama, 35976.
Will Dismuke's candidate for House District 88 has become mighty popular in Montgomery. The last 3 weeks, big money special interest groups are showering him with campaign cash. Dismuke's has received more than $44,000 in special interest PAC contributions in just 22 days. Let me repeat that. $44,000 in special interest PAC contributions in just 22 days. Autauga and Elmore County voters are very concerned. Who will Dismuke's represent? The hardworking, tax-paying citizens of District 88 or Montgomery's big money special interest? These special interest groups' top priority is an immediate 6 cents per gallon gas tax increase, with an additional 18 cents per gallon gas tax increase over the next 4 years. It's time for Will Dismukes to answer the question. What did he promise the Montgomery swamp dwellers in return for all that campaign cash? On July 17th, the voters will have a clear choice to vote against another political game player beholden to Montgomery special interest groups who are committed to raising our taxes.
Paid for by Al Booth for Alabama House, 512 Wetumpka Street, Prattville, Alabama.
Bobby Bright once said he had no regrets about voting for Nancy Pelosi as Speaker. Guess that's why he voted with Pelosi's liberal agenda more than 70% of the time and accepted $25,000 in campaign contributions from her, and why he defended Obamacare.
Alabama's true conservative choice? Martha Roby. Roby's been a fierce advocate for Alabama values in Washington. That's why Roby supported the Trump tax cuts and stood up for Alabama farmers by voting for the Farm Bill. Martha Roby is working hand-in-hand with President Trump to move Alabama forward.
Our choice for Congress is clear. Fall with Pelosi and Bright, or stand tall with Roby and President Trump. Tuesday, July 17th. Vote Martha Roby for Congress.
The U.S. Chamber is responsible for the content of this advertising, paid for by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.uschamber.com.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We all know I've had my share of prompter issues. And here's the president meeting with a colocute. Republicans, Grinches, launching fist full of coal. Copies of the new issue of Charlie Hebdo. He also goes by the name Michael Zihabiba. 26-year-old Nina. Phone. Ray Moreno. Honor David Letterman. He died of accidental as FEMA, Al-Qaeda in Yemen. The start of school has been postponed several times. Massive manhood is underway. Who spoke at a white supremacist convention? You look at the hand you dealt with, there are not 60 Republicans after a historic. When you hear of ISIS now waterboating all over the map on immigration, did the New England Patriots cheat to get into the big game? NFL analyst and Hall of Fame player Troy Aikens, the writer slamming President Obama for talking with YouTube celebrities. What's the latest tonight in Iowa?
Where?
Well, in Ottawa.
Close hell.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Goodell and Joey Clark.
Literally, it is just that, high voltage news, as some one thunderstorm that was, you know, your typical garden variety summer storm. Developed over Elmore County, started moving south, and just muscled up like few I've seen in my time watching the radar, and eventually covered the whole corridor from well west of Montgomery to all the way to Tuskegee. I just got off the phone with Barbara, And Barbara, who lives not far from me, had 3.7 inches of rain in about an hour. That's why we have a flood advisory up. However, this thing, I don't think it's one of those meso things because it's not moving very quickly. Mm. It's just a big, strong
It didn't storm. Feel convective out there.
I didn't get that either.
No.
It did 2.33 at our house and has also caused power outages, some accidents. Barry M reports one on 85 near Ann Street. So there's going to be slowdowns and a lot of road flooding. Our parking lot was a lake there for a few minutes during the... So that's how fast it was coming down. Now it's going to be letting up as it moves to the south. But if you had any issues, you know, lightning, just a close strike to your house can cause major issues. So if moments like that cause you to wonder about surge protection and things like that, that's when Mr. Electric's number will come in very handy. In fact, it begins at your panel. That's where surge protection. It's not a strip you buy at Walgreens for $12.99 and plug in all your electronics. That's a convenience. That is not surge protection. A lightning strike just a few doors away can send an enormous amount of energy out and can damage your panel and fry your electronics. We learned that when that lightning bolt, remember? Joey saw my skeleton and was that close.
Yeah, and I heard you scream like a man.
Joey will be on at 6.
Like a man!
I was about to say man! Wait, are you hiding something?
Having a panel that's well prepared and up to date, that's the other thing.
Very true.
If you've done a renovation at your home, and I was teasing Rich, if you have 11 TV screens in your living room, you need real surge protection. Because as you add things to your home and build up the demand on that panel, you can actually have surge occur within inside your home, and it's just all of those electronics working in cahoots. Haven't used their word in a long time. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Can do a lot of damage. If you hear any type of buzzing sound coming out of your panel, if your lights flicker, if you're blowing fuses regularly, not the kind I blow on the show, but I mean the real fuse at your panel, appliances or lights that flicker, these are signs that you've got issues. So get it upgraded to meet the demands of your house as it is. Call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. At last, you've got that go-to number for, I mean, and people, when they say we'll be there, they'll be there at the time they specify. There's no, there's a window, we can fit you in between 1 and 5 o'clock. No, they don't play that game, they don't do that. And these are master electricians who are the best at what they do. Again, Mr. Electric, 269-8886, or visit MrElectric.com. That big thunderstorm area that was up north of us from Calera on up towards Birmingham, that's now moving to the southwest. So your drive up 65 should be rain-free if that's the area you're headed to at the end of your day today. And we're almost clear from that big line that formed and came through over the last 90 minutes.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. You can see the rain has let up on the eastern side of town and is moving toward the west, toward I-65. 85 north and southbound from about Perry Hill Road all the way down to the interchange. Still very slow, and as you ramp on to 65 northbound, it is very slow going up toward Prattville in both directions. We are seeing a little bit of a let up on South Boulevard and a little bit on the Eastern Boulevard, especially the northern portions of the East Boulevard up around Wears Ferry Road and Lagoon Park. But there's still a lot of rain out there, and there's a lot of leftover water, so be very careful and watch out between Taylor Road and Chantilly Parkway. Some very slow northbound traffic there on 85. Cedric Hall has been selling cars in Montgomery for almost 20 years. Cedric Hall is now at Reinhardt Toyota, selling the number one car in America. That's at Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The following show is very scary.
Are you superstitious about Friday the 13th?
What's the deal with Friday the 13th?
Nobody escapes unharmed.
Bill O'Reilly is a demon-possessed messenger of Satan.
I'm going up to Earth to rule alone.
Don't be frightened.
Just pull up the covers and stay in bed until Friday the 13th turns into Saturday the 14th.
Sounds spine tingly-dingling.
How far is it to Camp Crystal Lake?
It's fun to be scared, huh?
Judge Michelle Thomason, and I'm running for the Alabama Court of Civil Appeals. Did you know that 75% to 80% of civil appeals are family court cases permanently affecting the lives of children and families of Alabama? And I've ruled on over 13,000 of these cases. My opponent, she has never ruled on even one. July 17th, vote for the judge with a heart for families and children. Vote Michelle Manley Thomason, second on the ballot, but first in experience.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Judge Michelle Manley Thomason, P.O. Box 221, Fairhope, Alabama 36533.
A con artist. That's what Will Ainsworth called Donald Trump. Ainsworth claims he'll stand up for our values, but he worked to defeat President Trump in 2016. Said Trump was, quote, not a conservative, and that his ridiculous act has gone far enough. There's more. State Representative Ainsworth claims he's a political outsider, but he voted on bills that benefited his own family's businesses. He controlled a Montgomery special interest group, funneled more than $120,000 in campaign cash to PACs and political candidates, including thousands to liberal Democrats. The truth is, Will Ainsworth isn't who he says he is. He's a Montgomery insider who tells you he's not, a self-proclaimed conservative who's run down Donald Trump, and now he wants to be your lieutenant governor. The real con artist, it's not President Trump. It's Will Ainsworth.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama. Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
You may find yourself going out of your way to be extra careful on Friday the 13th.
Never be afraid to not be afraid.
Friday the 13th is a sort of pseudo-holiday, a day to hide out for fear of something bad happening.
Angelina, can you help clean up over here?
But in some cultures, if a black cat crosses your path, it's considered good luck. Go figure.
Ironically, you made that song scary.
There is superstition.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. It's a new season, which means there are new changes that you should know about. If you currently have a conventional loan, this message is for you. Listen up. If you owe $454,000 or less on your home, then it is time for you to take advantage of the new conforming loan program. Call me at 567-4223. Let's talk about how you could be saving money today. Ring in the new season with more money in your pocket. Now is the time to lower your rate and payment. Why pay more than you have to? Let's talk through the options together to create your very own Alabama home mortgage. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. There is a difference in mortgage lenders. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
President Donald Trump.
I'm looking for judges, people that will respect the Constitution.
Judges like Alabama's conservative Judge Sarah Stewart.
I'm Judge Sarah Stewart. I think it matters who serves on the Supreme Court.
Like President Trump.